USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, hard-hitting sanctions against Iran. President Trump signing an executive order imposing new sanctions on Iran's top leadership. He signs the document in the Oval Office. Here's the president.
I look forward to the day when sanctions can be finally lifted and Iran can become a peaceful, prosperous, and productive nation. That can go very quickly. It can be tomorrow. It can also be in years from now.
Presidential candidate Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders wants to cancel all student debt, $1.6 trillion. Sanders says it would be paid for by a series of taxes on Wall Street trades.
Today we are, in fact, offering a revolutionary proposal, a proposal that will transform and improve our country in many, many ways.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Journalists and political figures talk all the time, and now unsealed federal documents happen to show that Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chief, and Fox's Sean Hannity used to be in communication via text. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes. Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country. Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter, saying, "My view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show."
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Quite the commotion in California, where a top horse trainer banned after another horse dies. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
30 horses have died at Santa Anita Racetrack this season. And over the weekend, Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer was told by the California Horse Racing Board that he's no longer welcome at Santa Anita Park. Veterinarian Oscar Chavez tells Fox News, "They may want to look into other reasons as to why the horses are having to be put down.
They're focusing on one trainer, and instead of really investigating the issue in a broader way and coming up with potentially other reasons and or other factors that may be causing this, there could be really important lessons to be learned. They could look into it and find out that inbreeding is causing that the bones of horses are becoming thinner, and that's leading to injury, for example. Mm. I'm not saying that's the cause, but that's something that they can look into.
Right.
So just focusing on a trainer or a scapegoat might not be the best way to go forward.
Yeah.
Hollendorfer did train four of the horses that had to be euthanized.
And speaking of animals, some coyote killing contests being banned in some states. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Arizona Game and Fish Commission has voted to ban organized contests where hunters try to kill the most coyotes or other predators for prizes. The vote bans contests that require registration fees or prizes for killing the most animals. The Oregon legislature is considering a law.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.